How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I just want to thank you for joining me here again today. And today I want to talk about emotions and the energy scale of emotions to help us understand ourselves better. So if you're on a spiritual journey or on a self-development journey, you know, understanding our emotions are of paramount importance. And today, this is inspired by a teacher that I had when I was in my early 20s that had a really big influence on my life. And his name is Lester Levinson. He's the Western mystic. And his method to quiet the mind, because, you know, if you're on the spiritual journey, you'll know that the common theme is that we all need to learn how to quiet our minds as a way to a higher understanding of reality, of our higher nature, of self-realization. We need to learn how to quiet our minds. And the way that he went about it was teaching on how to let go of our emotions. And the reason behind that is because our feelings and our emotions are the main motivator for our thinking. And essentially, our emotions, our feelings are the culmination of thousands and millions of thoughts. So if we can learn to let go of these emotions, these patterns that we have, we would be letting go of hundreds and thousands and millions of thoughts, which would allow us to get into a meditative space much easier. And because, you know, if you talk to anybody that is on the spiritual journey and who has tried to meditate, the common thing you'll hear is about the monkey mind. You know, that when they sit down, most people never get beyond just very superficial level of quietness because their mind activity is just too much, and our emotions and feelings play a big role in that as they motivate our thinking. So we can learn to let go of some of our emotions, it will be much easier to find that inner stillness, inner peace. And another thing is that, you know, whenever you talk about letting go and letting go of emotions, I think a fear that some people have is that, you know, they may be losing a big aspect of their life. You know, for some people, their emotional life, even if it's not good emotions, you know, it's extremely important to them because they derive a certain sense of identity from their emotions, from their feelings, and they're just so powerful that, you know, if we talk about letting go of our emotions, many people, I think, may come to feel, have a certain fear that they will be losing a big part of their life, of their identity. So I just want to make the point that, you know, as you learn to let go of these emotions, it's not like your capacity to feel is going to be diminished, but actually quite the opposite. By learning to let go of some of these coarser emotions, you'll free up the energy to be more sensitive, and not sensitive in the emotional sense or sentimental sense, but just sensitive in the way that you'll be able to really feel in a deeper, more penetrating way, which will add a whole different dimension and richness to life. So don't be afraid of learning to let go of some of your emotions, if that's a fear that you may have. So what I want to share with you is the scale of energy of the emotions, which Lester developed, and also understand that this is just a helpful framework. These aren't exact scientific numbers, but if you observe yourself and like a scientist observes something, you'll come to realize that, you know, these figures are actually pretty accurate. So the main thing that Lester shared is that most people are caught up in these coarse base emotions that just keep us in a low state of being and a low state of consciousness, and he called it he used an acronym called AGFLAP, A-G-F-L-A-P. A was for apathy, G was for grief, F for fear, L for lust, A for anger, and P for pride. And you know, under these categories were all the other hundreds of emotions that we may experience that are of a similar vibration, of a similar energy. But these are the main six emotions that keep us in a low state of being. And our high state of being would be with the acronym CAP, for courageousness, acceptance, and peace. So here I have this little triangle that I have for you. So here we have the AGFLAP, the A-G-F-L-A-P. So at the bottom is apathy, at the very bottom of the triangle. And here, if you'll see, I have 0 to 5%. So what that means is that someone that is at the very bottom of the scale and is experiencing the world through apathy, they are using about 95 to 100% of their energy, whether it being mental, physical, psychic energy, to suppress these emotions. So by using that much energy, they will only have 0 to 5% available for taking action. So you can see why someone who is in a bad place and is in this state, why it's so hard to change. Because when you only have 5% available for taking action, you can see why change is so difficult, and why, you know, sometimes telling somebody, you know, to pick themselves up by the bootstraps, it can be, I guess, maybe insensitive or just not the correct understanding, and doesn't really mean much for that person, because with that level of energy, you can't really do much. So one of the main points of understanding this scale is just by having this understanding of how we are consumed and how we only have a certain amount of energy available for action. Just having this understanding and this awareness of this can help to move you up the scale. And that way, you know, if someone is in apathy, they can see like, well, okay, I know I can't make it to peace. From apathy to peace, that jump is too big. But maybe I can make it to grief, you know, so that's gradually moving up that scale will be a big, big thing. So the next one for grief, in grief, we only have 5 to 10% available of energy to take productive and constructive action. In fear, we only have 11 to 15% available. In lust, we have 16 to 20%. In anger, 21 to 30%. In pride, 31 to 40%. So these are the emotions that keep us stuck in life. And like here we have in the triangle. And then above, we have the CAP, the CAP. So in courageousness, if you can get into courageousness, then you're at 41 to 65% available, energy available for action. In acceptance, we have 66 to 85%. And in peace, we have 86 to 100% available. And here, this is where like magical things can happen. From a peaceful state of being, you know, you can get to the state of effortless effort, you know, where things just kind of just fall into place. You know, life just is real smooth. So that's where we want to get to. And also, when we're in the emotions of AGFLAP, those lower base emotions, we live a life where it's mainly of blaming and complaining. So we're out in the external world. But as long as we start moving up that scale, we start to become more empowered and and we take full responsibility for our lives, and it becomes more of an internal power. So yeah, that's why I think this scale is very useful on a practical level, just because if you have joined me for a few of my episodes, you will come to see that I always speak about being in a state of passive alertness, of always observing ourselves, knowing moment to moment what we're thinking and feeling. So if you have this knowledge about the energy level of your emotions, and you're noticing that you find yourself in a low state, then you can begin the process of gradually moving up and changing your emotional energy, emotional state. And another of the key things from that Lester taught is that in order to really release your past programming, you want to do it from the high state, so from a level of courageousness, acceptance, or peace. Because like I said earlier, like if you're in apathy, a person who's in apathy, and you tell them, hey man, you gotta change your life, bro, you know, you gotta pick yourself up, you gotta keep your chin up, you know, I know you just went through a horrible experience, but you just gotta keep your chin up, you know, that's really not gonna do much for the person. So if you tell, you know, someone got divorced, and you say, you just gotta let that go, bro, you gotta let your wife go, that's over, that's the past, they're not gonna be able to do it, you know, it's gonna be very difficult. So when you eventually learn to move yourself up into these states of courageousness, acceptance, or peace, then you can be in the position of bringing up from that place of awareness, from that state of being, you can bring up your past in a conscious way, bring up all these old feelings and consciously let them go. And from this high space, you will be able to let them go much more easily. And by doing that, you'll be letting go of millions and millions of thoughts, of the subconscious programming that keeps you living in a certain way, keeps you living through your old habits. So I think that's very helpful to understanding the energy aspect. And like I said, if you observe your inner space and you come to an intimate relationship with your emotions, you will see that it is really quite accurate as far as your experience of when you're in these states and having the energy to keep the party moving, you know, to take productive action. It's pretty accurate. So this information, this knowledge is very useful, I feel. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you guys are having a great day. If you enjoy my content, please share with anyone you think may benefit from my videos. And if you enjoy my videos, please subscribe and hit that little notification bell so you are the first to know when I upload new content. And besides that, have a great day, guys. Peace. Take care.